Okay, yes, this is the July meeting of the WPFW local station board. And I'm calling the roll, or I'm asking the roll to be called.
Irene Adams.
She's
Yao.
Here.
She is here. Okay,
yeah.
Yao. He's here.
No.
Thomas Blanton. He's here.
Yes.
Because I heard him earlier.
Yes.
Karen.
Karen, I'm here.
Okay. Karen.
Karen is here.
Okay. Sarah.
Here.
Okay. Verna. Verna.
No,
is Verna here?
No sign of Verna.
Not yet. Okay. Wayne Bruce. Is Wayne?
Nope.
Okay. Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis. Is he here?
Do not see him. No.
Violetta. Violetta?
Nope.
It sounds like is she here? Nope.
Nope.
Vanessa?
I'm here.
Okay. Vicky did contact me and she won't be able to make it. She's not feeling well.
Okay. I am admitting.
Wanda?
I'm admitting Bill Curtis right now.
Oh, okay. Wanda?
Is that Wanda? I'm here. Wanda Nyawi.
Oh. Yes. Yowie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Sue?
Sue just entered.
Okay. Donna? Donna here?
I believe I saw Donna.
Okay. Kamal?
Present.
Julie?
I'm here.
Arthur Highland? Arthur Highland? Do you see him?
No, I don't see him.
Okay, Patrick Morrison? Patrick Morrison.
I don't see him.
I'll come back. Okay. Lucy. Lucy.
No.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Eric Ramey.
Present.
Minerva.
Present.
Adele.
Present.
And Dennis is present.
I am here, yes.
so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So we have a quorum. But I will also go back and see.
Yeah, excuse me. I don't see Donna Grimes.
I was going to double check on that when we go back around. I thought I saw her, but I don't see her now. So yeah, go back around.
Okay. Okay. Yao, is he there? Do you see Yao?
No.
Verna? Do you see no. Verna?
No.
Okay. Wayne Bruce?
No.
Violetta?
No.
Arthur Highland? Arthur Hyland?
No.
No. Patrick Morrison? Patrick Morrison? And Lucy Murphy?
Lucy, are you there? I saw her come in.
Okay, so I'll put her on.
Okay, so no Donna Grimes.
Did you call my name, Ellen Sue?
Yes, I did. Okay, you're in.
Yeah,
and I had, he said you were here. Okay, so far I have Verna. I haven't heard anything from her. Wayne Bruce, I haven't heard anything from him. Violetta, I haven't heard anything from her. Arthur Hyland, I haven't heard anything. Patrick Morrison, I haven't heard anything.
No. And Yao.
Oh, and I guess
and
you.
And Yao, yes.
Oh, Yao, wait, Yao just walked in. I'm letting him in right now.
He's in. Okay.
I assume you
called. So then it's Ver-
I'm sorry.
No, we got you, Bill. We got you.
Okay, thank
Bill
you.
Bill Curtis, I have.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So Verna, Wayne, Violetta still isn't in, and no. Arthur Hyland, and Patrick.
Correct.
Okay. And please let me know if they do come in. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. First item is approval of the final agenda that was sent out the other day. Any objections?
Okay. Dennis, this is Minerva.
Yes.
And I have to raise an objection here because I'm trying to figure out how we're able to rearrange our agenda without it allowing the other individuals to come in during the meeting, since we are, this whole board is volunteered. Do we have something from the, and I think I asked you this in another meeting, do we have something from the PNB that allows us to move forward with rearranging the agenda like it's been done? Because I've been looking through the Pacifica bylaws and I can't see that we have the authority to do this and to conduct it the way that you're doing it. So can and that's why I asked if your parliamentarian was here.
All right,
is there something that allows us to do this?
All right, let me answer two questions, then I'll refer to the parliamentarian. First is no, I do not have anything from the PNB. Second is that I was not aware that the order of our agenda is set by the PNB. But those are my two responses, Mr. Tatum.
Yes, thank you. All good questions, good answers. The point is that the agenda belongs to the board, and the board has the right to determine what the agenda is. And so with that said, that means that if the board can amend the agenda once it comes on the floor, if they're not satisfied with it, and by amending it, you can vote to take something off of the agenda, or you can vote to add something on the agenda. And at this point, it would only take a majority vote. However, once this board approves the agenda and you want to change it later, as in delete or add something, then it would take a two-thirds vote. But finally, this is agenda belongs to the board, and they have the right to do as they please once it comes up on the floor. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, and just one other question here, and maybe I put my question out here incorrectly. I'm speaking in terms of not allowing people to be available to see what's taking place in the meeting because of a change in the agenda to, in essence, support one person who's made a statement that we have nothing from Pacifica that says, please move forward with this. We don't have anything legal. We have nothing.
we're just doing this because we have a document. We don't even know if that document's a legal document. And it's my understanding that normally those kind of documents would come from a judge or someone. It wouldn't be something from a physician with the statements that I saw. So that's where I'm going. And I guess I'm saying agenda because this is how we set it up. And it says the other people will be helped in a waiting room. And that's really what I'm asking about. How can we, this is a volunteer arrangement here with everybody on the board. And, I'll say this, the general manager is a non-member of the board. So,
manager,
you know, keeping him out, I mean, it just doesn't look right
board, yes.
And doesn't feel right. So that's really my question. And do we have the authority to do this?
Okay. Apparently we do, but it's up to the board.
Okay. Then I would like to.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. There are a couple of.
I would like to then bring forward a motion that we, take this to the, Pacifica Governance Committee to, validate what we're doing. If they validate it, then I have no more to say, but right now I'm just feeling like we're doing something that is not fair to everyone, for people not to be able to hear what's going on in these meetings.
Okay. Is that something that you're asking to be done before we complete this meeting?
Yes, it is.
Okay. There is a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. As discussion, I see hands from Vanessa and Verna. 90 seconds.
Okay, you're calling on me, Chair?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm in a noisy place.
I got your time, Dennis.
Say what? Okay.
I got your time, Dennis.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you know, wait a minute, Vanessa.
I'm sorry, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Irene spoke to second the motion, but she also had her hand up before, so let me see if there was something else that she wanted to say.
Okay.
But now that you're seconding the motion, you should be speaking to the motion, Irene.
But however, I need a point of order on this because we didn't even establish a quorum. Lucy Martin, there is a Lucy on the phone, but okay. A Lucy Martin never said that they were here. And so I'm trying to figure out has the quorum been established
yes,
for us to even move forward?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
My name is not Martin. It is Murphy. Lucy Murphy is on the call.
Okay.
I had a little problem with audio, so I couldn't answer.
So it is established. Thank you so much, Lucy Murphy. I appreciate that.
Was that your comment, Irene?
Yeah, that was my comment on the quorum, not on the question itself. I will raise my hand for that.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Mr. Tatum, and then Vanessa, and then Verna, and then I guess Irina.
Yeah, I'm in the opinion of the parliamentarian, that motion that's on the floor is out of order because the document that she is looking for is in Robert's Rules of Order, and Robert's Rules of Order says that an organization can use the agenda that is prescribed, and they must use the agenda that's described in Robert's Rules of Order unless they have more than what's in Robert's. Now, when they have more than what's in Robert's, that's when they have to vote on the agenda. But the agenda does not have to be approved by any other outside body, as in a judge or the PMB or any other organization. The agenda belongs to this body that is in this meeting right now. So in the opinion of the parliamentarian, the motion to ask another body to approve the agenda that belongs to the WPFW LSB would be out of order.
I hear you, Mr. Tatum. I do not disagree, but there are feelings on this board about this matter, and I believe we should hear it out. And by the way, Ellen Donna Grimes is now in the meeting. Vanessa, you may speak.
Okay, thank you. So I agree 1,000% with the parliamentarian on this issue. And it's not unless an LSB is violating some bylaws provision, they don't have anything to do with our meetings. I mean, we're not violating a bylaws provision. So in terms of trying to get permission from the PNB to approve our agenda, you know, it's both out of order. It's subservient. It's inappropriate unless we were doing something in violation of the bylaws, which we are not.
Okay. Verna. Verna, you're still on mute.
Can't hear a word. Okay, I'm sorry. First, let me say that I am present. I know that I missed the roll call, so Ellen, I hope that's noted. Secondly, I would support what the parliamentarian just said. I don't know why we would want to yield our authority in this body to the PNB. We are not doing anything out of order here. And the raising the question or making the assertion that individuals would not be able to hear what's going on, they will be in an area where they can hear everything that's being said. So that's a false suggestion. And, you know, it establishes a false premise. Nothing's been done out of order. These individuals will be able to hear and to make their report. Furthermore, we understand that this is a medical issue here. This is a medical issue. An author, the PNB, the Pacifica attorney has agreed to this. Let's be clear about that. He has already agreed to these arrangements. So to try and pretend that he hasn't and to take it to the PNB is basically a waste of time and inappropriate.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Irene.
On this issue, the issue is not the order of the agenda. It's whether or not a member of this LSB should be within the Zoom room of this issue. And if the attorney for the PMB has mandated that this is okay, then we should see that document. We should see that document. I'm tired of people throwing things out there that somebody made a decision and we don't see that decision made. So let's see that document. Show it now. And I will totally agree with how this is being run. But however, the general manager is the general manager. And it's disrespectful for us to ask him to stay in the waiting room while someone else speaks on a Zoom call. This is not 100 feet within someone's presence. This is a Zoom call, guys. We did this for 2 years. That's enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback.
You're muted, Ron.
All right. Listen, I want to call the question. Okay. Because, you know, this is how, you know, this LSB has been operating under these guidelines, you know, and within the parameters, you know, all this time. So I just want to call the question so we can go ahead and proceed with the meeting.
The question has been called. I am going to ask the secretary to call the roll. Before I do that, Minerva?
Yes. And
wait a minute. No, I just want to let you know I am making you the host of the meeting and I am resigning as of right now.
You're resigning as chair? Wait, what just happened? Dennis, are you saying you're no longer chair?
He's gone. He just left
the meeting. This is Ellen. I usually don't say anything. Everyone, please excuse me. I'm getting really upset with y'all. You know, we're supposed to all be working together. We are doing teamwork. We're trying to make this a better world. We're trying to make this bring people together. This is getting out of hand. You know, he's trying to, you know, I see Dennis trying to make everybody happy. Okay? See, you know, something's got to give. Because there's so many important things going on right now that have to be taken care of in this world that WPFW is addressing. This can't be I can't.
Okay.
I know how he feels because I'm about ready to say, that's it. You know,
okay.
You've got to be a team. How can we tell our kids to work together when the way that y'all are, you know, acting right now? This has got to change.
Okay.
Ellen,
this is Minerva.
That's it.
And I'm
that's
feeling
it.
The same way that you're feeling. And with the motion, I just need to share this. The motion was not about the agenda. The motion was having people wait in a waiting room. And also, and I have to say this, Verna, I did my research. I asked for the document that was supposedly presented by the attorney. And I was told by Dennis himself, he does not have such a document. There is not such a document. And if someone has it, that's what we want to see.
Minerva, there have been countless times when the attorney has agreed with the attorney for Ms. Stitt. Three times.
Okay.
I don't know that there is a single document.
Okay.
For.
But see,
but
you bring up the fact that there's a document.
Agreed,
and I think it's only fair.
If the attorney has agreed.
Verna,
you're out of
let
order.
Let me just say this
you're
to you. And
order.
We're not going to argue back and forth
she
over this.
To me. She
but
to
I
me,
do
so
feel
I
that
time,
the PM.
Please.
Okay. I do believe that the.
I have a point.
I do believe that the PNB should give us something. I have no problem with following what is written and based on who we're a part of, but to just have things done because someone feels this is how we're going to do this, we're supposed to be impartial, and it's not coming across that way. But the motion is out there, and if it's voted down, fine, but I do feel this does need to go. And there's other things that are in the chat that people can read. But basically, we'll go ahead, Ellen, go ahead and, since the question was called, let's go ahead and just do a vote.
I have a point of order.
There's a point of order.
Okay. Has it not been established that there's a chair in charge right now? If so, who is it?
That's me.
Okay.
I'm the co-chair.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
So can I respond?
Vice chair.
No. Okay, and someone said vice chair. And let me just say it this way, Verna, because I know we'll get the message that we've been gone over time with this issue. So, you know, the information's out there, and we're just going to move forward, and you guys can vote up or down what I brought to the floor.
Well, I feel like I should have an opportunity to respond.
No, not at this time, Verna. I'm sorry.
You named me specifically, and you made some statements that were in error.
Madam Chair.
Verna?
Yes.
At this time, we're going to go ahead. The question was called, so we'll go ahead and do the vote.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to be late. This is Donna.
Yes.
Sorry, but I did not hear the question, and I'm behind on what the issue is. I know generally, but not the, you know, where we are now. What is the motion?
Okay, the motion is that we're asking for some type document from the PMB or the attorney that says we have the ability to hold people in a waiting room while other individuals speak based on a document that they provided. And that, to me, the document is something from an attorney, from a judge, or from the PNB. So that's what the statement is. I brought forward that I do not think we have the authority to keep people from an open meeting that the public can listen to. So that's what the motion's about. And if people feel, and it's not just voting on the agenda, it's voting on how we're treating our general manager. And someone made the statement that he can hear, but when you're in that waiting room, you cannot hear. You're not a part of the meeting until you're addressing accepted.
All the issues. You won't give me a chance to respond.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I would like to just make one correction. The vote that we're getting ready to take is the motion that Ron Pinchback. He made a motion to call the question. And if the question is called, then we'll take a vote on what the attorney said. But if the motion to call the question fails, then we go back into more discussion about what the document is. And finally, let me just say this. Before this meeting is over, I will put the appropriate document in the chat that comes from Robert's Rules of Order that says that a deliberative assembly, which the LSB is, has the right to form their agenda, hands down. And so before the meeting is over, I'll put that in the chat. But Madam Chair, so the vote now is to call the question. Thank you.
I just have a request for information. So a yes vote will essentially say what? As opposed to a no vote.
The yes vote means that you want the question is called, correct. And a no vote means that you want to continue debate on the other motion.
Oh, I'm clear.
Okay. Well, let me make it clear. If you vote yes, and by the way, calling the question takes a 2/3 vote. So if the question is called, then there is no more debate. And Vernon, you wanted to continue debate, but when the question is called, there is no more debate. You have to go right to the vote on calling the question. So that's what we need to do now. Now, if the question is called, then that means that we immediately vote on the motion that was made. Is that clear?
Not entirely. So if it's called, we vote on which emotion? Which motion? The one that Minerva suggested?
Correct.
Okay.
So, Ellen? Ellen?
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. Irene.
I vote yes to call the question.
Y'all, has he showed up? He's here.
I'm showing that. I think Dennis mentioned that Y'all did show up.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, and
all right.
Please,
yes,
whoever has
no?
their line open, please mute.
Is it yes or no?
Yes.
Y'all? Thomas?
I'm gonna mute my line, yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Sarah?
Pass.
Verna? Verna?
I vote no.
Wayne?
Pass.
Bill Curtis?
Yes.
Violetta?
Got on late. I abstain. I don't know what's going on.
So you're going to pass or abstain?
Abstain.
Vanessa?
Abstain.
Vicky?
I think you said she wasn't going to be able to join us, Ellen.
Oh, that's right. She's not. She's absent. Wanda?
Yes.
Sue?
Abstain.
Donna?
No, pass.
Donna?
Pass.
Kamal?
Abstain.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Hyland? He's not here, is he? He hasn't come.
He said he's
Arthur Hyland is here.
He is here now.
He typed in the chat.
I'm going to abstain. Sorry.
Okay, he's abstaining.
Yep.
Patrick Morrison, is he here now? Is Patrick Morrison here?
I do not see Patrick. No.
Okay. Absent still. Lucy?
Yes.
Pinch back, Ron.
Yes.
Eric.
Abstain.
Minerva.
Yes.
Adele.
Abstain.
And Dennis, I guess, has he left or?
I'm here. I abstain.
Okay. So, Sarah, you passed. Have you made a decision? Okay.
I'm sorry. Is Sarah you're calling, right?
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah abstains.
You're going to abstain now. Okay.
Madam Secretary.
Yes.
Secretary.
Yes.
I made an error in my vote. I had to step away, so I missed some things. I am abstaining also.
Okay. Who is this? This is Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Okie dokie. So you're abstaining. Wayne passed. What have you decided?
Abstain.
Okay. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
I abstain. I mean, five. I passed.
Somebody else did pass. Donna, what do you say now?
Abstain. I'm going to abstain.
Okay, no one else. I don't have anybody else. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. This is just 1 no. So it's 1 no. And the rest are abstain.
How many abstentions, may I ask?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
And Alan, can you go back and count the yes?
10, 11. It's 11. 11 abstentions. Okay, because Violetta, you were abstention, and Vanessa, you're an abstention?
Vanessa voted no.
She voted abstention.
Okay, she I'm voted sorry, abstention. Excuse me. Okay,
oh, just,
I've got a
you
beat
know what,
here.
You know, okay, 8 people yes. So you got your yes, whoever wanted to be a yes. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 abstentions. So the abstentions win.
Okay, and I wanted you to go back and count the yeses. I counted the 8, Ellen. I'm sorry.
I counted the yeses.
Yeah, let me correct something, Ellen. Ellen? May I?
I'm here. You go ahead and correct.
Okay. If you said there were 8 yeses, 1 no, and 11 abstentions, that's more than a 2/3. Therefore, the motion to call the question passes. There is no more debate, and now you must take the next vote, which is on the actual motion. That's the next vote. No debate right now. So let's go with the next count, Ellen. Thank you. This is on the motion. If you say yes,
point.
And Dennis, if you're on the line, you can explain what the motion is again, and so that people will know what they're voting on.
It wasn't my motion. I don't know what it is.
Mr. Tatum, to the chair, there's a point of order. It would appear Minerva is the chair at this point. She's chairing the meeting.
Correct.
Okay. This should come then from the chair.
Okay. Well, she can state her motion again then. Yeah.
Okay. The motion was to, reach out to the PNB Governance Committee to ensure that we're in order in terms of holding people in the waiting area to, based on accommodating someone, that we have no legal document that says we should be following that type direction. Or not one that has been seen by the board.
Okay, Ellen, the roll.
That's a motion.
I'm sorry.
Is that a motion?
That was the motion.
It's a motion.
Has it been seconded?
It's too late. It's seconded. Yes, keep going.
It was seconded. It was seconded.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was seconded.
Can there be... point of information or request. So is it possible to have discussion on this motion then?
No, it's not because
okay,
the question had been called.
Okay. I thought there was discussion on every motion, but obviously I'm
no, wrong. not on calling the question, no.
Okay. Well, that already has been upheld. I'll let you all roll.
Okay, so call a roll, Ellen, on the motion.
Question for the parliamentarian, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, can you ask, well, I guess I should address this to the chair.
Sure.
Can you tell me the results of a no and a yes? Because I don't, it's so, the motion is very convoluted. And I'm not quite sure what the results are. So what are the consequences of a yes? And what are the consequences of a no? In other words, are we going to keep some guy or woman in the back room while we talk about him? Or is that what the issue is here? Because I don't fully understand the issue. I'm so sorry to be so dense. But I apologize. And thank you, Mrs. Chair and Mr. Parliamentarian.
Okay, I will yield to the chair first, and then I will answer the question.
Okay, the reason for the, well, and let me go back and just ask you again, Sarah, repeat your question. So I want to make sure I'm addressing it.
She wants to
thank you. Thank you, Chair. I really appreciate it. All I want to know is I don't understand the question. There appears to be an issue of keeping somebody in the back room, the Zoom back room, as I call it, or not. I'm not sure if that's the issue here. I'm not quite sure if I vote yes, what I'm getting, and if I vote no, what happens? I don't understand the question that well. I'm sorry. I apologize for my density.
Okay, and thank you for repeating that. And yes, you're correct. It's the decision that was made to hold a member of our board, a non-voting member, in a back room area while someone else gives a report, and it was presented that there was a legal document that was, that upheld us being able to do this. And as I shared, doing my research, no one has been able to present that document. So are we actually following the legal reason that we're doing this, or is there something else? That's where I am right now with it.
Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, if I may, I have a point of order. If I may.
Go right ahead, Eric.
Yeah. Unless I'm getting something wrong, this meeting is not an executive session. It's open to the general public.
Correct.
Anyone who has access to Zoom or to the phone. That being the case, we can't close it off to certain people in Hoboken and certain people in Houston and then say everybody else is welcome.
Is this debate?
Okay. And thank you for sharing that. It was a point of order that he asked, and I see that,
their hands up.
And I guess I'll let the parliamentarian answer.
Okay, thank you. Eric, Mr. Ramey, you're absolutely correct. It is a public meeting. You can't hold people in the waiting room from attending the meeting. That is a violation of the PMB. You don't really need a ruling for that. I mean, that's a violation of the LSB. If you do not let public members attend your meeting and have 30 minutes to speak during your meetings, you're in violation of your bylaws. So there doesn't have to be a ruling on whether you can let public members into a public meeting. That's almost a no-brainer. Now, to answer the other question is, the motion is simply asking for a ruling from the PMB. That's what this motion is doing. And the reason why earlier I said it was out of order, because you don't need a ruling from anyone to know that at public meetings, the public is invited. You really don't need a ruling for that. So, but that's the motion. The motion is to get a ruling from the PMB about holding people in the waiting room while a public meeting is going on. Public members in the waiting room, while a meeting is going on. Now, one last point. Mr. Ramey's point about executive session. If the LSB is discussing a legal document during their meetings, they should go into executive session, which means that the public is not invited to that meeting. So that
has to be noticed. Is that correct?
Well, there is a motion from the LSB. Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, I move that we go into executive session to discuss a legal document. That's voted on. If you go into executive session, then all people who are non-members of the board must be excused, and they can be put in the waiting room, but they must be excused from the executive session. Once the conclusion of the executive session, there's a motion to come out of executive session, and then those public members can come back in. And the contents of the executive session cannot be revealed to the public with the exception of those final results. So that's the way, Mr. Ramey, that the executive session works. So I hope that's all the questions, because right now we're waiting on a vote on this motion. And if there's somebody wants to do a request for information, they still don't understand something that is allowed, request for information. But other than that, Ellen should be calling the roll on this motion right now because the question has been called. Thank you.
Request for information.
Bruce, go ahead.
Okay.
Hands were up.
Okay. My request for information is, as a member of staff of WPFW, are they considered a member of the general public if it's a staff person?
Good question.
My answer is yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, will you take over there? A couple of hands up.
Okay. Let's see. I see Ron Pinchback, and then I see Irene.
Request for information.
Is this, and Mr. Pinchback, is this a request for information?
No, it is not.
Okay, then Irene, is yours a request for information?
Yes, mine is a request for information.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Pinchback, please lower your hand because after Irene, we'll go ahead and vote. Thank you.
Okay, am I free to speak or what?
I'm sorry. No, you're not. We're in the, as the parliamentarian stated, this is a request for information and then we need to go ahead and vote. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Irene.
My request for information is to just clarify that this is a vote to decide whether or not we need further specification, whether we are correct at leaving the general, leaving a person, a member of the LSB out into the waiting room during the presentation of another non-LSB member.
Okay. And I think Mr. Tatum addressed that earlier. This is a public meeting. So based on the Pacifica bylaws, the public meeting is open to the public. The only time we would do what is being done currently would be if we were in executive session.
So a vote of yes would mean that we cannot leave the member out. And a vote of no means that we can leave the member out. Or tell us how, which way that works.
Okay.
And that would be my point.
Okay. I'm going to let Mr. Tatum go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, well, that's not quite correct. The yes vote means that you want the PMB to make a ruling on this matter. And you think that you believe that the PMB needs to make a ruling on this matter. And if you say no, you think that the PM, it's not necessary for the PMB to make a ruling on this motion.
But will that make a difference of whether or not we are right or wrong in doing this and in proceeding in this manner? That's the issue. Whether we are correct.
It will have no effect. And it may have a retroactive effect. If this vote goes to the PMB and the PMB feels that they have authority over the agenda of the WPFW LSB, and then from that point forward, then all agendas have to be approved by them. Now, if the TMB says that we have no authority over your agenda, then that's your also your answer. But the motion now is to take it to them. That's what this motion is about. Take it to them for a ruling. That's what this motion is. So if you say yes, then that means you want the motion to go to the PMB so that they can make a ruling about WPFW agenda. If you vote no, then you think it's not necessary for the PMB to make a ruling on WPFW LSB's agenda.
But we're only talking about this particular issue, not every agenda that the LSB makes. We're talking about this agenda issue, right? Because it's never been about the agenda. It's about the order of the agenda.
I think it's all agendas. If the PMB makes a ruling, it would be all the agendas.
I think that's incorrect.
Okay.
Now I have a request for information.
Okay, and this is Ron Pinchback?
Yes. All right.
Okay, what's your
here's my question. If that vote if they vote yes to request this the specificity from the PNP, then you know, obviously that's not going to happen tonight. So that means that that particular part of the agenda, would have to be, postponed or not discussed. If we can't proceed without a ruling from the PNP, and that's what this vote is asking for, a ruling from the PNP, that ruling is not going to come, you know, for some time. So, and it's not going to affect this, and it's not going to affect this meeting other than to deny, you know, the opportunity to discuss what's on the agenda.
If I may interrupt, Madam Chair, Ron is partially correct. It has no effect on today's agenda because the ruling that the PM may or may not make is in the future. So it would affect future agendas. It would not affect the one currently.
Well, yeah, no, on contrary, Mr. Tim, because that's exactly what they're asking for. They're saying we shouldn't proceed with the agenda because
the motion didn't say that.
Well, the
original motion did.
But the motion's on the floor now.
The motion is seeking information from the PNB, a ruling from the PNB, which is not going to happen.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it say we need a ruling from the PNB before we can continue with this agenda, because that would be virtually impossible.
That's my point. So we'd have to make a decision about to block that part of our agenda. Because people want some kind of ruling from the PNB.
Yeah, well, that's why I originally, in my opinion, the motion was out of order, because there's no way that the PNB can get together all of a sudden and make a ruling on today's agenda. So that's why it's my assumption is that the ruling is when the PNB comes back with a ruling, it will taking considerations, agendas going forward, but not this.
But this motion wants to correct that now. That's my point.
No, it doesn't.
And you better explain that to folks, because that's what they're expecting.
Madam Chair, excuse me.
If not, then we can proceed with the agenda and get the ruling later. Okay?
We have to take the vote first. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order, if I may.
What's your point of order?
It would appear all that's needed is a ruling from the chair or a confirmation from the chair that all public parties are entitled to participate in public meetings of this board. That's the remedy. I think that's the answer you seek. That's the resolution. It's simply a simple ruling on your part as chair that all public parties are entitled to full participation, well, not full participation, but not to be held in check or in obeyance.
And you're right, Eric. This is what I'm looking for, that we don't have to go through what we're going through now, that it's a public meeting, and it's been said several times, and it's in the chat as well, that public meetings are open to the public. You don't hold them in a holding or waiting room, that we just conduct business. Executive sessions, that's a different story. So you're right. Okay. That's where,
I'm asking for your ruling to that effect, please.
Okay. And Mr. Tatum, do I have the, the ability to go ahead and make this, statement? Because I will do that.
Yeah.
We just move forward.
You have the ability, and to make that ruling at this time. And also with you making that ruling, you also are ruling this current motion out of order as well. So that's two things.
Okay. That's what I will do at this time, is to go ahead and rule the motion out of order, and that we continue the meeting, but we do not restrict anyone from taking part in the meeting other than if we go into executive session.
Well said.
So we can move forward. And, since Dennis has returned, Dennis, would you like to take over your role as chair?
Please say yes.
Please.
Dennis,
No.
Can I make a motion
No.
Okay.
Excuse me. We need you to come back and just continue.
Out of order.
Excuse me, everyone. Please.
Kind.
And I'm going to ask being Dennis. Kind. Okay. Thank you, Ellen.
Anytime.
Dennis, are you willing to come back and continue the meeting?
No. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful just now to you. I hope you're not taking
it. Not a problem.
Okay.
And I don't take it as such. Okay. So we were at the approval of agenda and minutes, and the only correction to the agenda would be the statement that was made that, individuals would not be helped in a public, in a waiting room, but everyone, it's a public meeting and everyone is allowed to attend. Is there any, for the agenda and the minutes? Has the board been able to read it? And, are there any corrections, or will we approve it as presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as it has been revised.
And the minutes, I'm asking about the minutes too. Okay.
I move to accept the minutes.
Okay. So we'll accept. Okay. And we don't have to take it any further than that since there are no corrections, but thank you everyone. And, at this time, I see that we have a report from the program director. Has everyone had a chance to look at that report, and is the program director available?
Program director left the meeting some time ago.
Okay. And has everyone had a chance to look at the program director's report?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do we have any questions regarding the report that was received? If so, you can put them in the chat if you do not want to raise them at this time, and we can direct those to the program director and ask her to provide a response that would be sent out to all members of the board. Right. And this is for, and I'm sorry, I'm seeing something where the public has said they have not seen the report. So, Ellen, do you have a copy of the report where we can just take a moment and read it so the public can hear the report?
I have to bring it up on the computer. You'll have to wait.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
I have a request.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I see Verna's hands up. Excuse me, Verna.
Yes. In the past, Minerva, Madam Chairman, you read the program director's report, if I'm not mistaken. Is it possible to do that now?
That's what I had asked Ellen, and she said she had to pull it up. So, I see, but we will go ahead and get it read so the public can know what her report says. Bill, I see your hand up.
Yeah. I have a request for future report submittals that perhaps they could be submitted at least by like yesterday. They all came in. Well, I think two out of three of them came in today about, I don't know, within 3 hours of the meeting, maybe 4 hours of the meeting. And as I see, the program director's report is extensive. I would request that they get submitted, earlier than the day of the meeting so that we have time to digest and really take a good look at it. Maybe by Monday. The meeting's on a Wednesday. At least we can get them by Monday. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. And Sarah, I see your hand up.
Madam Chair, I just would make a petition the chair to consider posting this report, which is fairly nicely and written, but it's fairly lengthy and would probably be confusing just to read it online. On the website so that people can read it at their leisure and then, look at it or adjudicate it the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you for that suggestion. Go ahead, there. Ellen. I'm sorry.
I pulled it up. If you want me to read it, I will go ahead and read it.
Yes, if you would, and I mean, it is a
all right.
Report.
The programmers meeting and documents, June 24th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We resumed our quarterly programmers meeting. It was one of the best, most productive, and most well attended meeting.
Please.
We've had in the same, had in some time. Over half of our 80 programmers were in attendance, in addition to myself and the GM, who commented that it was one of the best meetings we've had. I ain't gonna go there. Topics were as follow: housekeeping, legal aid, studio etiquette, keeping the clock, show rundowns, etc. Tips on what makes good radio, the programmer's bill of rights, draft from attachment, the programmer's operations guide handbook, draft from attached. That's attached to this email. And will be in the minutes when they're posted. Intellectual property as it pertains to their programs. Unionization of the programmers, programmer evaluations. They will receive a self-evaluation form next week, which will be reviewed together to discuss strengths and weaknesses, etc. Happy to discuss more with the programming committee. Neither the Bill of Rights nor the programmer's handbook are finalized, since there are outstanding questions regarding both. Some programmers volunteered to form committees to work on both so that we can get them finalized in a timely manner. I reported to Minerva and the programming committee that it would be great if a few members of the committee could join with the programmers who volunteered to finalize the Bill of Rights. I will follow up with an email to those who expressed interest. It's critical that the documents align in terms of content, especially policies and procedures, which in, at the moment, they don't. In late August, we hope to begin to offer classes again in the areas of Radio 101, interviewing skills, engineering, and public affairs. What makes great music program? What makes a great public affairs program? Big thanks to Miyuki Williams for helping with this again and working on assembling a great group of industry experts. Donnie McCaffin became an ancestor on Monday, June 19th. His Sunday program, The American Songbook, was one of the most beloved. Donnie was a stellar WPFW jazz programmer for over 20 years and always a consummate gentleman. Somebody has their needs to mute. They're breathing or talking or something. Dear Nick, Dr. Nick, after over a decade of impeccable service, Dr. Nick, host of Southern Soul Rumpin, is departing for greener pastures. He has taught so many about the beauty of Southern soul, the blues, oldies, and so much more, and will be terribly missed. We wish him much success in all his future endeavors and thank him for service. Fortunately, Lady C, whom Dr. C trained, will carry on the Southern soul tradition at WPFW events. On Monday, July 11th, 6:30 p.m. at Bus Boys and Poets, Brookline, WPFW co-presented with Bus Boys and Poets a free screening of Barry Farms' Community, Land, and Justice, the award-winning documentary, winning documentary tells the story of a community's journey within the cycles of place, within the cycles of place and displacement, followed by a question and answer co-directors, Dr. Zabia Prince and Sam George. The film is a collaboration between the Bertelsmann Foundation and the DC Legacy Project established by Empower DC. Somebody still has their thing open. The event was free and very well attended. Please mute. Thanks to dynamic duo Latris Vincent and Nefta Freeman for stepping in at the 11th hour to represent and work on behalf of WPFW, including moderating the question and answer, since I had received a surprise diagnosis of COVID and had to quarantine. The listeners were thrilled to meet two-thirds of the Voices with Vision crew. Somebody still has, they have it muted. Special programming.
Okay, but Ellen, just a second. Please, whoever has not muted their phone or their muted their on Zoom, please do so. I see... Okay, Ellen, I see you, and okay, and then I'm seeing, Michael, you're not muted. And I think that's it. So Michael Byfield, please mute yourself. Thank you, Ellen, for your patience.
Okay, thank you. Special programming. June was Black Music Month, Pride Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Immigrant Heritage Month, among so many others. WPFW hosts and producers took up many of these themes during their normal slots, in addition to the following special programming was aired: June 19th, Juneteenth. In addition, many of the Monday programmers participating with wonderful shows embracing the theme. Two fantastic programs were added that day. Thanks to Thomas Blanton for an excellent 2 hours, and Dr. Greg Carr graciously allowed us to air the Juneteenth episode of A Class with Carr, which he co-hosts with Karen Hunter every Saturday on YouTube. June 30th, WPFW presented The House That Wanda Built 2023, our 6th annual Day of Pride, special programming from 9 a.m. until midnight. The day included discussion, interviews, and tributes to Wanda. Marsha P. Johnson documentary and music, all honoring the life and legacy of Wanda Austin, beloved gay activist and a fierce advocate of housing programs for homeless and at risk LGBTQ youth. Shout out to the Inside Collective members, especially the day's producers, Lee Levington Perrine, and Meeting in the Ladies Room crew for providing us with an amazing listen. July 4th, in honor of Donnie McKesson, WPFW presented Reshaping the American Songbook, a tribute to Donnie McKesson from 5 a.m. until 8 a.m. The programmers were stellar. Thanks to Miles Willis, Yuki Williams, Bobby Hill, Willard Jenkins, Craig Williams, Jim Byers, Lance Reynolds. The outpouring of love for Donnie and for the amazing programming was and remains overwhelming. Today, July 12th, as many of you know, on Friday, July 6th, someone needs to mute. On Friday, July 7th, we lost a true freedom fighter with the passing of the beloved comrade, Dr. Mulatulu Shakur, co-founder of the New African People's Organization and the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. WPFW is presenting Straight Ahead, a human rights and justice tribute to Dr. Mulatulu Shakur, hosted and produced by Nikichi Taifa. Dr. Shakur's life was transformative to the many people he organized and healed, mentored, and inspired. This 3-hour special broadcast will bring together family members, comrades, friends, and mentees, and will include music he loved and excerpts from documentaries, including those in his own words. WBAI is also carrying our special. July 30th, a memorial service for political activist Daniel Ellsberg, who passed away on June 16th, is planned as part of the annual Whistleblower Summit and Film Festival happening in D.C. July 22nd to the 30th. WPFW not only hopes to carry the service live, but also to add several-hour tribute to Daniel Ellsberg on that day, hosted by Marsha Coleman Adebayo, who is an EPA Whistler. We're in touch with the organizers Marshall Reed and Michael McCray, and they are delighted. That's all for now. Thank you for your consideration. I look forward to your questions and comments.